My name is Rachel Shevitz, and I'm running for a seat on Chapel Hill's Town Council. I think I have some great skills that I can bring that would benefit our town and our town council. I'm really collaborative. I've worked on film sets for a long time. That's a really collaborative process. I co-teach and I teach film and I work at Carolina Public Humanities doing outreach work, and everything I'm doing is always multi-prong. It's never just part A and part B and that's what you do, but it's always involving lots of different kinds of people, lots of different stakeholders interested in different things. And I've gotten good over the years at bringing those different points of view together and moving forward together. So I feel like in our nation and our state and our world, that kind of approach to problem solving and to governing is critical. And I feel like I could do that well. And I'll say that was my goal going forward and why I wanted to run and why folks thought I might do a good job. But now that I've been in it and campaigning is starting to shift, of course, I still believe in the collaboration, but I'm feeling empowered when people tell me they feel like their voice isn't heard and now I can help that happen. It is giving me more fire and more purpose and shifting my desire to run even more to help make those voices heard. I see the collaboration between the university and the town as a great opportunity for improvement. I think it has improved in the most recent history, but there is still so much more that we could do to really leverage the resources of this world-class university on our doorstep to benefit the town and find ways to integrate the students and the faculty more into our everyday working of our town. People understand that they can't always get 100% everything that they want. They want to understand why they couldn't get what they want. They want to understand the decision-making process that went into making that decision. If it can't be exactly what they ask for, can you get real with them and say, listen, you wanted to build 9,000 things on that Legion Road property. We only had this much space, and we prioritized what we put on there based on A, B, and C. And this is how we got to where we were going. And I think that people will respect the fact that they're being considered, that you're taking the time to explain to them and be transparent about the decision making, and you want to continue that feedback loop. What do you think of this decision? If you're unhappy, you know, are there ways that we can move forward? Things like that. I don't think it's possible to always find a perfect, happy, mutually beneficial agreement for everyone. That's unrealistic, and I'm a practical person. It's more about being upfront and clear and transparent about how you got to that decision and why, and making sure that the person who didn't get what they wanted doesn't feel like they're out for good now. I hope they look at Rachel Shevitz and they think, this is someone who has a good head on her shoulders, who is hardworking, who is willing to get out there and talk to folks and listen to them and make sure their voices are heard and represented, and is someone who's thinking outside the box. She is not going about business as usual, but trying to get creative and think of innovative solutions and partnerships and ways that we can face the challenges that we've got ahead of us outside of the usual ways and means that we've been going about it.